The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
You want to see my pecker?
You talking about your beak?
You want to see it? You want to see my pecker?
Yeah, sure.
There it is.
Oh, God.
You want to see it again?
No, go away.
You want to see my pecker again?
Shoot, leave.
You want to see my pecker?
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that never met an inflatable dildo she couldn't pop within a week. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. My goodness, 111 tonight. Okay, no response. So with me, as always, is my... not usually so silent, flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up? I'm waiting for you to introduce me instead of me just like just jamming it in. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be announced. Maybe
usually pretty good at just jamming things into things.
Wow, I'm trying to turn a new leaf.
We are coming to you live from Rule 34 Studios, and it is almost finished with renovations. I've got some kick-ass fucking walls, which I'll be posting some pictures of later, and we'll talk about it in a little bit.
I feel very royal.
I do.
I know.
I do.
I know.
Actually, I feel like a whore. I feel like this is a bordello.
Well, it's kind of bordello-like, slightly. That's kind of what we're going for, I think.
It's kind of, I feel like a special kind of crazy. Because it's shiny and pretty and it's padded.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll get into some details in a second. This is RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio. Add that stunkcock over there, but it doesn't really matter because he doesn't do social media.
Wow. I don't do it out of, like, as a general philosophy. I'm just... lazy, really. I'll look, but then, you know.
I keep him busy enough with all the other things that I need done.
Exactly.
If you want to join the conversation, you can give me a call at 941-421-0401. You can get us on the Skype later at Raz Radio 1. And soon, that's going to be all fun, because as of right now, you're not going to be looking at me if you Skype in. You're not. You're going to be looking at Bordello Wall.
Yeah, Bordello Wall.
At the new wall.
Yeah. We're going to change that soon, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the puffy.
Not the wall, no.
No.
But the ability to be videoing things once again.
Yes.
Some new videos coming to YouTube, that sort of thing.
That is right. New videos are coming to YouTube. So I had a couple of people ask me, when can we see your show?
Yeah, well, we're working on it. We wanted to do a little remodel action before we...
Yeah, since we don't charge for things, you know, it kind of takes us a little while to get some new shit going on.
Yeah. Well, you know that and I mean? Raw laziness.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, I keep you pretty busy.
The love of laying around and having sex.
Darn.
That gets in the way.
Such a horrible thing.
Well, when you only have so much time.
Yeah, so where have you been?
I don't know.
No.
pushing push pins into a wall.
I know. Over 1,200 thumbtacks.
I know.
Went into this wall.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of goddamn thumbtacks.
I did not help nearly enough.
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
I think
you're not built for like stuff like that.
No.
That's not you.
I can thread styrofoam though.
No.
I'm not too blind to see very fine.
I'm not so sure where that skill's gonna come in handy anytime soon. I'm just saying, like threading styrofoam balls, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like something we could do. We could put you in charge of for threading stuff. I don't know. Hey, could we start making? It's not good to make Benoit balls out of foam. That can't be good.
No.
That's no bueno.
Well, you can make really big ones at like pinatas.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool to have anal bead pinatas? You've got like three balls and they're all like on a little thing and then each one of them is filled with stuff.
I'm having a hard time visualizing it.
Really?
I don't know what you mean.
I have to. Okay, now I have a project. I have to make a paper mache bead pinata.
Oh, geez. Can we make them used?
No.
What?
Fine.
If you're going to make anal beads, you might as well make them used.
Fine.
We got to use them somewhere.
I'll get some different colored trimmers then.
We got to, you know, can't just have anal beads and then, well, they're in the drawer. I never used them. That sucks balls.
Then you don't have them. They have you. They are the masters in control. So this is the day after Valentine's Day. Hope everybody is recouping.
Sure.
Hope you girls.
Or whenever you happen to be listening to it. You really forget that. But
hope you girls and guys got what you wanted.
Sure I did.
You know.
I have velveteen walls.
We do.
I know. We went adulting.
We did. We did. We went adulting.
I know. Fun.
Since the time at Home Depot. Yeah. I actually made two trips to Home Depot.
Yeah. We bought them out of thumbtacks.
Yeah. That's kind of weird because everyone keeps looking at it. Like, why the hell are you buying so many fucking thumbtacks?
It's the new wheel of torture.
Well, yeah, because we actually left with a bottle of Tide and like a 800 thumbtacks. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? And you were in your overalls. So you're this big guy in your overalls. And I'm like in a tracksuit.
I know. That's nice.
Fuck, Jesus Christ.
What are they doing? I'm not sure.
Next time we need to buy some bleach and some Visqueen.
Shovel.
And if
some duct tape. Some twine.
Chain.
We'll be getting picked up for answering questions for like every murder in a 50-mile radius. Why were you guys buying all that stuff? You know we had 10 bodies disappear.
Cement. Just yeah. Mixing cement.
Just throw it in there.
I'm repouring my slab on my patio.
So what do we got going on tonight? We got some stuff?
Yeah, we covered that.
What?
There was
So yes, we have stuff?
Yes, we have stuff.
Is it good stuff?
I think it's good stuff.
Okay.
I think other people out there will think it's good stuff.
All right.
All right.
Ah.
My coffee's kicking in.
Good job. And so,
yeah.
Does that mean you're going to have to go to the bathroom soon?
Maybe. Okay. No. As of right now, no.
You go in your
no,
pants.
It should be fine.
You go in your pants, goddammit. You pee right where you're at. You just sit in it.
You know, that's
you fucking sit in it, bitch.
That's a thing that I saw that Poise, I don't know, see, people probably don't know. Well, Poise has this thing called Poise pads. They're for women who are incontinent and they piss, you know, when they laugh.
It's a very common thing with women, especially after children, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have it looks like a little tampon. I saw the commercial when it was on mute. So
like a little mini tampon.
So I don't know if you're supposed to shove this thing up your urethra. So it's like a pee tampon. Like,
I don't know. Maybe it just goes like over the hole. You know what I mean? Like you do put it in there like your egg. You know what I mean? Just like you were playing with your bullet. You know, lay it right in there. Maybe it's that absorbent.
I don't know. That sounds a little weird.
And putting it in your urethra.
No, that sounds weird
fucking
too.
Normal to you?
No, that sounds extra weird. I wouldn't say weird because some people are into sounding. I'd say uncomfortable.
But you do know that like ladies' catheters, I think, are smaller than men's catheters. I think they're like you have a tinier pee. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out here. I'm guessing completely. You don't have to look at me like I'm completely fucking retarded. But I want to say like since most women don't really know where their pee hole is. You know what I mean? That it's got to be pretty tiny, and you know what I mean?
I know where mine is. Well, compared to your vagina.
Well, your giant crevasse.
Slop-twat.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, it is. It is a lot smaller than the Juanihina opening.
Well, so that you know, even catheters are pretty fucking thin. You know what I mean? And people bitch about catheters going in, let alone like a cotton cork. So that it's probably not going in your urethra. Is it like thumb size? Is it pinky size?
I don't know. I didn't have anything to
compare
they didn't
it
have
to.
Any
it was
size
just a
reference.
Picture.
Yeah, it was like it was actually just an animated thing. Just
oh.
Showed how it went
animated.
In. It's the reason why I'm saying this is because in like the digital stop it. when it went in, it looked like it was going in the up the urethra, and it was showing how it like flowered and expanded a little bit, because there was two other holes, and I'm assuming that's the asshole and that's your puss, so that's why I'm like, what?
I don't know.
See?
We're going to have to look it up.
I know.
I'm not looking it up now.
Don't. Okay. I'm not wanting you to. Good. That's just...
That wasn't on the topic sheet?
No, actually, it wasn't, believe it or not.
Holy Jesus.
What? I wouldn't make you look it up even if it was.
Female incontinence night.
When do you ever look something up?
Occasionally, I'll look something up. If it involves boobs or somebody naked, I will immediately Google it.
You know, I should have said that. I think you're going to like your tits, man, this week.
Okay.
I think you are.
All right.
Well, let's talk about this. There was a tragedy on Valentine's Day.
Oh, there was more than one.
Well, yeah, no, I know there was, but...
We're talking about a specific one.
This is a specific one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's A-roll.
Well, there's this guy in Portland. He started to masturbate, and he did it 46 times nonstop.
Really?
And he died from a heart attack.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That 47th one, like the straw.
I guess so.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, and his mom's the one that found him dead in the bedroom.
So how do we know what the count is? How did we find this out? Was there like an abacus there or something left on 47?
You know, I really don't know. It didn't say if he was making a tally or what. I don't know. See, now, okay, now you're...
butt cheek.
Now you're making me think that it's hokey.
Fake.
Well, yeah, of course, because Sido, he suffered from depression. He felt extremely lonely. But when his mother found him, they said his dick was partially ripped off of his body.
Okay.
And he was holding it when he died. And Christian. It was rigor mortis, and the grip was so tight that it couldn't be removed on scene. Yeah,
Christian Cordley article. That's what it was. It was the Mormons of Latter-day Saints again.
Oh, Lord.
It was another movie.
He was trying to get rid of the gay.
Yeah.
You know, like the gay Mormon.
He's probably on drugs. He's definitely on drugs. He's on that meth.
No, he's on that marijuana.
Yeah, crystal meth. You guys be smoking and snorting stuff.
Oh, my God.
Amphibamines.
Amphibamines.
Them, too. They do them all, man. They shoot them sometimes.
Didn't they, when they pick up them bufos and lick them, them amphetamines? Shit. Wonder if a lizard do that to you. Bet that gecko lizard somewhere. Come on,
yeah,
little thing.
Gecko, really, but
give me 15 minutes. Ow, ow. You're just all over the place. I don't know if you ever remember me talking about this. I don't think you have. But there was a movie that came out. It's called S&M Sally.
That, you know, there's a lot of things you talked that I don't remember.
That's a good point.
Okay, so there's a what, Sally?
It's called S&M Sally.
S&M, no.
It's a comedy. Well, it's this place called Sin Kink. They've announced that the S&M Sally, they're going to be the opener of their film festival. It's the 13th annual film festival of the Sin Kink, and it's going to be in New York City, March 1st through the 6th. They have independent and big budget movies and even like porn movies that are in this film festival. It's kind of like the Sundance Film Festival for
adult films.
Yeah.
Cool.
Stuff like that.
Film noir. Did we enter anything? We should have entered something. We could have done some porn noir something.
The strange, you know, Don't Talk to Strangers is a really popular one.
Really?
Either, you know, people don't like me. They like to see me in peril.
Really? And that wasn't that much peril, really. I mean, it wasn't really that graphic on the scale of graphic. It just was down there.
Well, you had, at least I think I did all right, because you had to stop three times. You said, I can't do this. Were you crying like that? I wasn't crying.
No, well, I'm just saying, either if I'm in that mode where I'm going to be like, yeah, no, I was not ready for that at all.
Yeah,
I can't turn that corner. I turn that corner and then start and let myself no
things
no
get fun. Scary.
Yeah, no. Then what's gonna happen? What's the cat gonna stop me? No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I gotta shut it down.
Yeah,
can't kick that ball down the road.
No,
it'll go way too fast.
Yeah, too way too fast.
Ain't got no brakes, man. Where'd the brakes go?
It'll bounce and skip on the way too. Lord knows what the hell I'll peek at.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, okay, I get that. I understand. But anyway, back to this S&M Sally thing.
S&M Sally.
Yeah, the movie's a comedy, and it was really popular on other film festival circuits. Like, okay, well, what the movie's about, it follows a lesbian couple, and they kind of explore the world of BDSM.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
Like, and then, like, the two girls, one of them ends up in, like, a bisexual threesome.
So it's like lesbian BDSM fantasy noir.
Sort of.
With gay cowboys eating pudding.
Pudding. Well, the festival features films and videos, like I said, of just all types of diverse sex stuff.
Huh.
Now,
I'm going to have to look that up.
They have documentaries, dramas, comedies, experimental, slightly spicy to just explicit X-rated.
Where's this happening at?
It's in New York City.
Oh, it figures.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff happens there.
I know. But if you want some more information on it, you can go to cinekink.com. C-I-N-E. Like, oh, cinema.
Cine. Cyan. Cyan. Kind. What's that spell, Katie?
Huh?
Huh?
Etsy? No. Speaking of Etsy, we got something from there later. Oh, there was these pool toys at Target. I like my friends on Facebook. Kiki Katie Radio. You can get me there. I do. They post me like they know me. Because I have gotten multiples of certain pictures and certain memes.
Yeah.
And articles. It's like, yeah, that's, it's like, it's like, yeah, I posted that 2 days ago. Or yeah, I saved that and I'm going to be, but you know what? You guys are on my wavelength. So it's all good. Well, there's these pool toys at Target. They came out for the new Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Kylo Ren, there's Captain Phasma, I think I'm saying that right, and there's, like, stormtroopers. Well, you get a set of three of them, and they look like dildos. Like, they seriously, they look like fucking dildos.
Oh, they're, like, squatted down, yeah, but they're, like, larger dildos, though, aren't they?
No.
No.
They come in threes, oh, wow. And they look like fucking dildos.
Cool. The party section at Target.
They are cool. I want some now. I want to go to Target and I want some. I'm like, yes, I would like the pool dildos, please.
They sold out faster than what's her name's sweet potato pie.
No, oh, probably.
Patty! 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 Oh, boy. Wow, you've crossed over.
I'm never coming back now. Okay. I just thought it was funny. There was something that you had brought to my attention, and I looked it up. I was talking about.
I brought something to your attention. Was it my tag?
No.
Was it my pecker?
No.
Want to see my pecker?
No, I don't actually.
You want to see my pecker?
No.
What?
I don't want to see it.
It's not very nice. It's not very, very day after Valentine's-y.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
Not at all. That's not very fucking festive.
No, I'm not festive anymore.
Very, very not cool, Katie.
Fuck festive.
What? Yeah. I'm trying to fuck festive. Do you know her? Was she cute? She got a nice ass?
Maybe.
What?
I think she has a sister, too.
Nice.
Ooh. You can festive and festive us.
Good. So what were you talking about?
I don't know anymore.
You got swerved off the road there.
Oh, I didn't get swerved.
Pit maneuver. I did.
Well, there's two people in Vegas, and they're facing felony charges. You were telling me because they got caught fucking on a glass enclosed Ferris wheel.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel fuckers.
Yeah, they were on this famous high roller Ferris wheel. Apparently, it's like fucking 550 feet off the strip.
I think it's up on top of a building.
That's fucking crazy, and the ride's a half an hour. I don't even care that they're glass enclosed, even like the one in London. That scares the shit out of me.
I know. I've been with you on a Ferris wheel, and you scared the shit out of me because you started getting nervous. And you know, not for nothing, and if there are any carnies out there, I mean, I really apologize, but you have to understand from a non-carny, somebody like me, if I go to a fucking carnival and I look around at the people who put that equipment together, I'm not like just emboldened with confidence. You know what I mean? I'm sorry there, One Tooth Joe. And I know people check it out and whatever, but it just seems to me like after a 12-pack, putting together a Ferris wheel might not be a good idea. And I don't think anybody here. So anyway, we're on top of the motherfucking Ferris wheel. I don't trust the shit anyway, but I'm not freaked out until this one.
I'm afraid of heights.
Holy Jesus, you fucking freaked me out.
I always
was like, you better shut the fuck up. You better shut the fuck up now. And you did.
Yeah, because you scared me.
Yeah, because I was fucking terrified. You started freaking me out.
So,
you just sit the fuck down there and shut the fuck up before I'm freaking out.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I was holding on. I was like scooted all the way to the center, and I'm gripping onto the middle pole, and I'm just like, fuck.
We haven't been on a Ferris wheel after that either. Neither one of us.
Why would we?
We were pretty shit-faced, too, though. Now that I think about it, we were drunk.
No, I don't think we were.
When were we not drunk?
I think that was before we went to the bar.
I doubt it. Please. That was right by the fucking bar that no. There's no way we were sober.
That was at the horse track.
It was nighttime.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It could be any time. Well, it doesn't have to be nighttime for us.
Specifically, it was nighttime.
It's like, are we awake?
So these people on the Ferris wheel on top of the building were banging.
So they were banging and they got caught. Even the people, they thought that, nothing was going to happen. And they even had security cameras in there. And the security people were telling them over the speakers, hey, we can see you. Cut it out. Put your clothes on. And they're like, fuck it.
And they kept going and they got in trouble.
They did.
Which it goes to show you now when you're out in public and you're going to try to pull one. If you get busted, fucking stop banging. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, man. That's how you get in trouble, numbnut. Like, seriously, you turn catching a nut and to spend a night in jail. What's wrong with you,
or
man?
Worse.
That's what I'm saying. Those two on the beach.
The beach bangers.
It's nuts because they didn't fucking stop. Dude, you get busted. Just stop fucking. Goddamn.
So, but they waited until, they had to wait till after the thing was over. And then when it was finished, the police were waiting for them at the thing. But guess what? Here's the kicker. There's an update.
We have an update.
Yes, there's a total second part to this.
Okay.
The guy who was involved in the banging, who got arrested, was at Vegas with his pregnant fiance. That was not the girl. He was fucking it. In the Ferris wheel.
Oh, so he actually was in Vegas with his girl.
With his pregnant fiance.
But happened to be on the Ferris wheel with some other bitch.
This is a chick that he met.
He's straight balling.
He was getting drunk playing, just gambling downstairs at the hotel. Met this chick. They were drinking and gambling. They're like,
it was her
21st
birthday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was her 21st birthday.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. What? He's like my hero.
Oh my God!
So
but here's the thing, though.
Grabbed a little side ass and went and banged around, and they got busted. Hey, honey, honey, can you come bail me out?
Well, no, that's
that little public indecency thing. I was peeing. This is no big deal. Just come pick me up.
No, she bailed him out. The pregnant fiance bailed him out, but after a couple days, after he spent a couple nights.
Ooh.
Well, the guy thought that the fiance's baby was some other dude's. Like, thought she got knocked up by someone else. So that was one of the reasons why he's like, hey, it's okay for me to fucking bang this broad.
Whatever. You've watched Mari. That's what every dude says. Well, it's probably not my baby anyway. She's a slut. It's probably not mine.
It was a good one on the other day, or it was today. I don't know what days are running. I have to say, though, I want to meet Maury Povich and Steve Wilkos before I die. I'm not saying I want to be on their show,
No.
But I want to meet them. Nothing ever good happens.
You'll be going alone. I don't care what reason somebody tells me, hey, you want to go to Maury? They're going to do some promotion for you. No.
Unless I'm going to get free plastic surgery, then I don't need to be on your show. Because I'm not going to ever have to know who's the father.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No. I never have to worry about cheating.
No.
I never have to worry about family. We're all good.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't mean some weird bitch from my past isn't going to pop up and start saying some weird shit.
Well, you know what I mean? No,
that doesn't really Mari insulate us.
But see, that wouldn't bother me, though.
No, it would bother me. Fuck that. I'm not going. You can't make me. I just don't fuck that. I'm not doing it. No, don't fucking away.
I was
going
to say, because
I
know you have crazy people in your past because I witnessed it firsthand. Oh, so that's what I say. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, like, no, that's all okay. Right.
It's like, which one is this one? Oh, yeah, I remember her.
For a long period, I just, if you were, like, stereotypical white trashy, I would want to bang you. It was like my I don't know why. Maybe it was because that's kind of what I am. Yeah, I was just rolling around, living in a trailer, behind a bar. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I don't want any of them to come around. No, I'm never going to Mari. Fuck off.
And he ended up with a chick from Coral Springs.
Yeah. So anyway, moral of the story, you get caught fucking. Stop fucking. Don't be a tard.
Stop.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that means...
If you're out in public and you get caught, put it that way. If you're in private and you get caught, I don't care what you do. You
don't
can stop or
idiot.
Not. I don't
Whatever,
care.
Whatever, man. You're going to fuck it up for me. I like once in a while trying to bang some, you know,
yes.
get one banged out in public. And when there's people like you going to jail and being on like World Star Hip Hop, it's not helping me out at all.
No.
No.
It's not helping me
stop
either.
Stop doing it.
Because you know how hard it is sometimes to take your panties off while you're sitting there at the bar and people are staring at you.
You don't take them off. You just pull them aside. What are you talking about?
I'm just talking. Why are you even wearing them to begin with?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
Wow. Like to keep your juices in.
Whatever.
Like an oven. It's like covering the warm dish with plastic wrap, you know?
Cling film.
You cling film your clam.
You want to try that again?
No. That's a tough grouping of words right there.
I really wish you would.
That's like level 6.5 at least.
But you're such a cunning linguist. You're funny. All right, so Michigan. Got to talk about Michigan for
a minute. Marie?
Oh, yeah. I got to talk about some Michigan.
Get some cheese curds.
I like cheese curds. We're also talking about genetics. This weekend.
Okay, so what about Michigan here?
Well, the Michigan Senate, they passed a bill that kind of outlaws oral and anal sex in the state. Have you heard this?
They've had a lot of those, like rollover for a long time, though. They've been around forever.
They're saying that it classifies as a fucking felony.
A felony. Wow.
Well, because...
That way, dick suckers can never vote.
Well, that's the thing is they
Holy
said,
crap.
Well, they said Michigan, it's always been a state law that punishes anal sex up to 15 fucking years in prison. And the legislature points out that the ban was only unconstitutional if it targeted homosexuals.
No, it's culo.
So now the new law, it's targets everyone.
Yeah.
Or just saying, fuck you. If you have butt sex and do butt stuff and if you fucking suck anything, put your mouth on genitals.
Now, I wonder... A lot of these laws that are like that, if at some point the Supreme Court is ever going to find that they're like just discriminating against like gay people, because that's kind of what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Kind of saying if you're having gay sex here, I can make you a felon, which is kind of fucked up.
I mean, hell, the state looks like a piece of clothing. It's mission. It's fashion.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. At some point, somebody's going to have to like put the brakes on that shit.
Well, you're
rolling along on how somebody fucks. That's just ridiculous.
Well, the Senate snuck it in.
Sure they did.
Well, it's a part of an amendment to a bill banning bestiality in an attempt to prevent animal abuse.
I'm just going to put the tip in. I'm not going to move it around.
I'm just going to soak it.
We're just going to soak it. It's okay.
Soak it.
I don't understand.
But one part of the bill, it actually reads that in part the abominable and detestable crime against nature, with mankind, or with any animal.
Against nature, wow.
So that's what it says.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Powerful.
It's against nature. Nature made a wormhole. Don't put your cock there.
I'm sorry, but I've seen animals go down on each other, so I don't even want to fucking say anything. And you know what? I have seen animals be gay.
And you know what? You know what? If I wasn't supposed to do it, why does it feel so goddamn good? Jesus Christ. Just saying.
Latter-day Saints.
What? You know, you'd figure, you know, the things you're not supposed to do, like plants grow things in them to make themselves spicy, so you know not to eat them. You know what I'm saying? But this, on the other hand, feels really, really good. But we don't want you to do it. Genetically, you're not supposed to do that. I know it feels good, but...
Well, just not when it gets in your eye.
Why would you do that?
Stuck it in your eye.
Why'd you want to put your cock in her mouth? I don't understand at all. My God, there's a perfectly good vag right down there.
Or an asshole. I mean, just a perfectly good vag. Just that. You can only play with that.
The thing. It.
The thing. The fur burger.
Don't touch it. You'll have to wash your hands.
The thicket. You get lost.
That's why you bring in a rope like a splunker.
A splunker?
You get tied to your waist.
Tied to the clit.
There you go.
It reminds me of Jungle Jim.
You say that like somebody's done it to you before.
Fuck off.
Wow.
Hey, you forget I am running a special for the winner.
You just have to share the womb with six Japanese men.
I've got three vacancies right now.
There you go.
Hey.
Doing good.
Telling you.
Starting to pack them in.
Well, yeah, like sardines.
You're doing like the airlines and you're just putting less room between the seats in there, aren't you?
They just need like the space of a fucking locker. They're fine. It's cool. That's why that I'm very popular with the Asian dudes.
They like it in a little drawer like yeah. Place. Cool.
Just fit them in little Asian sardines.
Works out good.
Yeah, works out fantastic. Well, I think we're going to go to break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we're going to figure out the mystical wonders of the Magic 8 Ball and where is it going in your life. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Now, as I said, as I promised, these are some things that guys have said in bed to women that, like, why the fuck would you say this kind of shit? Your breasts are the reason I asked you out. Well, that, and you seem to be really dirty. You seem like you'd be really dirty in bed.
Well, is this after you had sex with them or before?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. You remind me of, it was just a family member like my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister.
You're just like my sister.
You're above average. So fucking horrible. Damn, baby, you fine. I don't like them skinny girls.
Well, people hear that all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I know. It's just, can I get your sister's number? Terrible.
Does she like to do any of the things you like to do? Do you know?
Does she do them better?
Yeah.
Does she do things you won't do? That's a better question.
How about your mom?
Oh. Would you ever do something with your mom? How about your mom and your sister? Do you get like a thing going? Can I call him my dad?
Gross. He'd love a shot at this, honey.
Gross. I can't love you, but if you're okay with that, I would still like us to sleep together.
I could see a girl taking that every once in a while.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you felt about the guy. If you didn't love him, if you felt the same way, then whatever.
Yeah.
No. You're like, okay, you are speaking my language, dickhead.
Cool. You're a little soft. Do you not work out?
That's good.
If you just let me, I promise you won't get any diseases.
Oh, boy. Famous last words.
Are you sure you're a virgin? You don't feel like a virgin. Like an asshole. Just let me put it in. I promise not to move it.
Yeah, I think I've heard guys try to use that before.
Yeah.
I won't move around. I swear, I'll just sit there.
So that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And every one of them were like grade A ideas when they were coming out of their head, too.
Of course.
Like, what? I don't see the problem. Really? That's why I walked up and talked to you. You got great tits. What? Jesus, I don't like girls who work out. God, you're perfect. I like you nice and round. Floppy.
I like them
round. It's my favorite.
Hey.
It's awesome.
Come be my friend. You like them that way?
Sure.
I'll hook you up and then I'll make you a sandwich.
Sure.
And send you off with a cookie and a juice box.
Yeah. Well, you need to replace the blood somehow.
And now, on with the show. Coming in hot, guys. Coming in hot.
I haven't heard this in a while.
That's like Angry Piggy. I don't really even know what to say about that.
You're the DJ.
Jeez nuts.
just tangerine.
So oh what are we doing goodness. Here? Are we doing a show, or are we just are we listening to D's Nuts? What's
going
on?
I kind of am.
Yeah.
You know
please,
me, I get thrown off.
Stop that fat beat. Please turn the fat beat off so I can concentrate, please.
Hey, people dig it.
Do they?
Yeah, so we...
The fat beat confusion?
All of it.
Yeah, it's like a fat beat seizure you have. You're like fat beat epileptic.
I get locked up. Hey, let's not make fun of that.
I'm not really making fun of it. That is serious. You're like eyes glaze over. One starts rolling around and the other one doesn't move.
I do the same when I come. So, you know, it happens.
It's like a deer in a headlight.
It's a reboot and a shutdown.
It is.
Of course it is.
Enough fun with beats with you.
Welcome back to Kiki Katie's World, number 111, RazRadioLive.com and KikiKatieRadio.com. Facebook, Kiki Katie Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Kiki Katie Radio. 941-421-0401 is the number to call.
Don't call if you suck, because we got no screeners. You'll call and you'll just be on air, just so you know. There's no screening.
If you don't,
other than me not clicking the button, that's the only screening. I'll look and go, I don't know. I have to click extra buttons.
Just stuff.
You can try.
Or maybe I won't take all this. Fuck it.
Fuck it. So what are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I'm doing things. Things are doing me. It's very nice.
I feel like I'm in a bordello.
You are going to pay for it.
One way or another, baby.
Got that right.
I'm going to get my goddamn pound of flesh, bitch. Bend over, baby.
Well, let's see if we can tell your future.
Yeah.
This was also on At Midnight, which I just saw this afternoon.
It was.
Off the DVR. You can get your very own Magic Ball 8-Ball butt plug.
Magic 8-Ball butt plug.
That's right.
Best gift ever.
You can get on Etsy. No, it says you can be the hit of it of the party. Yeah, well, you can twerk it with a psychic style.
We get you like some Mr. Slave chaps, you know what I mean? And you can just walk around the party telling futures, you know what I mean?
Wiggle the butt.
Would you like to consult the ass?
Wait, softly caress my balls and stare into the magic eyeball.
Exactly.
I want you to tell me what pops up.
You have to pull the handle to make it work.
It's like a slot machine. Cha-ching. Looks like a trailer hitch. Only some weird thing coming out of your butt.
Yeah, so some brilliant mind decided to hot glue a magic 8-ball onto a golden butt plug.
It's great.
Fucking awesome.
But it doesn't say on... You can ask her how much that they cost because she doesn't post it on there.
Okay.
But they're all handmade.
Well, sure they are. You have to hot glue the magic 8-ball onto the butt plug by hand. And I'm sure the demand is high. It's not like a Lamborghini where somebody like started making the magic 8-ball from scratch. No. She went to her local fucking Big Lots, bought about a dozen magic 8-balls. She already had the butt plugs.
She got wholesale.
Stop by Michael's and grab some goddamn glue sticks. That's all she did.
I tell you, though, she makes a whole bunch of different ones, too. There's even some with Nicolas Cage's face on it.
Ooh.
That, you know, with that face, like, you know the one I'm talking.
Nick Cage in my ass, man. Nick Cage is in my ass. Thank God he didn't play Superman. That really would have sucked.
Oh, it's a national treasure.
Written by Kevin Smith. Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
I love you, Kevin. Anyway, I'm kidding. Oh, goodness. But she lists all the materials, and basically it's just like fun, psychic feelings, that blue water stuff. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She ships worldwide.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, and then the Nick Cage butt plug is $30.
Oh.
So if you want Nick Cage coming out of your asshole.
What's Nick Cage's head made out of? A piece of toast, or what's going on?
A piece of toast.
Well, is it like Nick Cage toast glued onto a butt plug? That may be even better.
That no, it's just like a button.
Oh,
like a, you know, flat surface. Just his face.
It's not cool like the Magic 8-Ball, where the Magic 8-Ball would actually be hanging out of your hat. I'm thinking of like a Nick Cage, like you get like
action figure.
A bigger head than that, like
a bust.
Yeah, well, that would be even cooler.
Oh.
But I was just thinking bobblehead, like a little bigger than a bobblehead. You could even make it like a bobblehead. Just stick a Nick Cage bobblehead onto the bubble. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my god. Oh, that would be great for furries or for people into like a piggy play and animal play. You could put a tail on a bobble so it would be on a spring.
There you go.
It would bounce around.
I'm sure they have them.
I'm sure they do.
You just thought of it. That means there's only 100,000 websites that sell it.
Exactly. I'm going to have to look up the butt bobble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if it's not out there and someone actually does it, think of me. So, just, you know, let me know. Tell me about it. It'll be really cool if you did.
It'd be cool if you did.
It'd be cool if you did.
All right.
His latest one is just so odd.
Yeah.
All right. Here's some things real quick. And I do mean real quick. It's what people do on a first date that are turnoffs and you might not realize it.
Okay.
That you're doing it. I haven't been on a fucking first date in so long. So I don't care if I do this shit now. Fuck it.
Your first dates were usually like finding their clothes on the bedroom floor in the morning. You know what I mean?
Are you fucking kidding me? It's not even a date. You meet him at the bar. You have a couple of drinks. You fuck him outside of the bar. And then you go in and finish your drink.
There you go.
And then you go home. Or you go to his place. No, they don't stay till morning.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
Yeah. So what about first dating again?
Anyway, I'm guessing this is for younger people. This is if you check your phone constantly, being arrogant or stuck up.
Okay.
Constant negativity.
Yeah.
How can you not know that if you're a fucking Eeyore, that's not sexy? Like, you're not fun to be around.
You know, even Eeyore people get laid.
Yeah, I know. You. Hi.
Some people like miserable fucks.
I know. What's up with that? Hey, if you like miserable fucks, call into the show. I want to know what you dig about, like, miserable people. Like, just do you have that you want to be helpful all the time, or you secretly want to kill yourself too, or you want to murder someone to think if they're depressed enough, they might ask you to do it?
No, it's like having an ugly or fat friend. That way it makes you feel better about your life because his life really sucks. You know what I mean?
God.
What? Don't tell me that's dick girls don't do that. I did not fucking make that up.
I was always the fat friend. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know all about it.
Well, there you go. It's the same concept. Ugh. Yeah. Same idea.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Having no sense of humor, I think that kind of goes along with the negativity just because.
Yeah, wow.
It's just like.
Most of the world really doesn't have.
Dry.
Something.
Now, bringing a friend along without saying anything about it first.
Okay.
What
are you talking about? That's a bonus. You get a bonus point for that. Really? You brought a friend? Cool.
It's like, so that's how it's going to be tonight.
Wow.
Awesome.
I really was debating whether I was going to throw that out here on the first date or what. But I mean, I was really thinking about, and I'm really glad you made a decision for me.
You know, I love how women are so sexually aggressive.
Yeah, really. It's a thing now, and I'm going to roll with it. And I just thank you for doing that, really. It really cuts a lot of time out of the middle, because we were going to end up here anyway, really. I mean, since I've looked at your friend and I see what she looks like, I would have tried to do this. So, you know, thank you.
You just saved me a bunch of money on fucking like roofies and shit too, because you're already down and you brought someone. I didn't even have to fucking try. This is like done.
I got us weekend passes down at Cosmeland, baby.
All right.
Fuck,
you may want to take them. I don't know. Here, have them anyway. Fuck, do what you want. It's candy, bitch. I don't care. Fuck it. Another round of martinis. Why not? We're already doing this. We don't have to rush. We're some odd people. Not talking. Yeah, if you kind of sit there and you're boring and you don't talk, that's pretty.
Sucks about. You're not going to get laid that way.
No, you're not.
Probably not. You still might.
honestly.
I mean, whatever. It could happen. But then you're relying completely on what you look like, just so you know. And if you don't want to rely on what you look like, and you really, you got to talk. You're going to have to say something.
Yeah, but I mean, are you a fuck doll? Or are you a real person? Wow. I'm a real girl.
It'd be a lot cooler if you weren't.
Oh. When you get your tits done, can we put squeaky toys in them? Well, I like them squeaky. Jeez. Or maybe like whistle out your nipple. Like, you know, it's like
all right.
Oh, Lord. Talk about your exes. Yeah. Talk about how important.
It happens a lot anyway. People do that. You know, my ex brought me here once. I really hated the food. Made me sick.
He fucked me on that table right there. Can you believe it?
As a matter of fact, he's the chef here. I wouldn't eat anything, really. I thought it was odd you wanted to come here. But
the bartender's cool. Real cool. We'll just stay till after.
I usually buy my Coke from him.
Then we can fuck on that table. Rub it in his face.
Oh, boy.
Bring his girlfriend down. Like, that hasn't happened. What are you doing? Get off the table. Oh, that was such a fun night. Talking about how important you are to everyone who knows you.
Wow.
Like, who the hell does that? Like, is that narcissistic?
Well, besides Trump, really.
No.
You know one guy.
Yeah.
Come on. It's all over the news, too.
Talking over you and never letting you get a word in edgewise? Well, I can do that sometimes, so whatever. I don't care.
That's fine. If you're a dude and you can get a girl talking, let her talk, man. Because
that helps your chance of getting laid.
Probably.
And shutting her up later with your dick in her mouth.
Well, that's the other thing is you know, you were saying, not talking. Not talking for some guys could really help them out. Like, it really depends on the person, because there's some dudes that really, they're going to stick their foot in their mouth, like, sooner rather than later. You know what I mean? The more syllables that come out of their mouth is, like, another opportunity to fucking go wrong.
And then once you get going and fuck her a couple times and she starts to get really into you, then that's when you can just say, would you just shut the fuck up? My God. All you, I don't give a fuck about what you do. My God. You don't have to tell me about your entire day. I don't care if you wiped your ass when you took a shit. I don't even care that you only peeled your orange halfway. No one cares. Shut up.
I've been practicing Mandarin in my head every time you talk.
Pretty damn good at it.
Goddamn
now.
Mandarin.
I can move away from you, you shrew. No. But I mean, not like that happened. I'm just saying you could do that, probably. It depends how whipped you have her. And if she starts to get pissed off, then you could always turn it around and make her cry for something. You can make it her fault.
Guys, it's always fun.
Guys can do that.
Well, girls, like, she act like that's like our genetic right. Like, a female has never done that to a guy.
I'm sure they have.
Really?
I'm sure they have.
Okay.
I haven't learned that skill.
What?
Please.
Come on. I'm not just an easy person to deal with like that.
No, you're not.
Well, whatever. It's that. That's just where you ended up in life. So, you know, that doesn't sell your skills short. That just means, you know, you're just not with the right person to be able to do that. That's all.
Gotcha.
No.
Are you thicker caked on makeup? Yeah, if you look like a clown, that's not awesome.
No, that could be cool. It depends on what the thick and caked up makeup is, really.
Okay.
If it's badly done, thick and caked up. But, like, if we're doing cosplay or something, then I could roll some thick and caked up. I mean, nothing's written in stone here, kids.
This is assuming you'll do everything because you're the guy.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I'm not going to put my mouth down there. No fucking way. That's not sanitary.
I don't think they're thinking that for first date. I think that's like you're going to pay.
What's the point? What do you mean? If you're not thinking that on a first date, it's not going to happen. Just so you know.
Like, I don't even think that's like so weird to me, this concept, because I don't think of it as dates. It's just like I don't think I've ever been on a date.
Fuck opportunity.
Yeah.
Are we going to eat first or what?
Wait a minute. You really were serious about getting food?
Well, I mean, I thought we'd just go get a cocktail or whatever. If you want to get something at the bar, go ahead, man. Really?
It's like, really? Because, I mean, I got a bottle in the car.
Yeah. I just kind of want to get a few glasses of wine in me and then take you home and fuck the cock off you.
Just, you know, something like that. I don't know. We don't even have to go anywhere. Like, I was fine. I always do that too. Like I would get a little for schnockered or whatever, and then or even not, and I would have that text, "Hey, you busy or you want some company?" That's what it was.
You want some company? Well, you busy is another one too.
It's, what are you doing?
You were getting those for years after I met you too.
Because I used to do it quite often before I met you.
Yeah, it was for a while after, and you'd say, "Sure, come over." And they'd be like, "What do you do?" And you had me meet you at the bar, and you're with some dude. What are you doing? what's the trick here, Katie?
It's like, oh, so you don't want to do this?
I was hoping you'd kind of be down. What? You used to be cool.
But then you get the king. Okay. Like, all right, let's go. Like, well, he said okay. So.
Now I don't want to.
I know.
You got your sister's number? To bring her with us.
Okay. That'll work too. She's usually pretty accommodating. Just go like that.
So you really don't mind us banging your sister and you watching? No, not at all. Just go ahead. I'd love it. It'd be awesome.
Done it before. We all kind of hang out with the same friends.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. A chewing with your mouth open drops out after 5 minutes on an activity date.
Activity date? We're talking about like
you should probably be like, hey, let's go to the
painting. Is that what you're talking about?
No, like, let's go on the zombie run. Like, oh. Let's do a K5. And that's not a date to me. That's fucking torture.
That's CrossFit.
Oh. Shut up. Don't say the word. Don't say the word because it's going to fuck it. Oh, God damn it. Now you did it. Now, what would be even worse if there was a CrossFit vegan? Fuck. We would never get off. They'd never shut up. I didn't know what we'd do. I have to, like, you know, just cut it off. Just mute
I'm just
it,
trying to understand what you were talking about, really. I didn't even get it. You lost me somewhere.
Activity dates.
What are we doing?
Like, who the fuck plans a date? I mean, if you're into it, like if you're into fitness, then yeah, this would be kind of good, and they wouldn't quit after 5 minutes.
So why are you scoffing at people who like to run on a date?
No.
Let's go run.
No, they're saying the people who drop out after 5 minutes of an activity date.
Yeah. Don't schedule it if you're not going to do it.
It's like, yeah, it's like, bitch, look at me. You really think that I would enjoy that?
Yeah. Well,
are you fucking crazy?
Yeah. No, that goes along with the I'm okay with anything. Guy.
I guess so.
It goes right along with that.
All right. Not eating on a dinner date.
That's just, well, if the food sucks, don't eat.
That's true. Getting way too drunk. Appearing sloppy, talking constantly about yourself, looking down.
Kind of what?
This is looked down upon how you're entertained.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
Making fun of other people. She tries to find an excuse to be mean. Smoking. Fishes for compliments. Being a feminist. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah.
Talking about Western medicine being a scam. Gee, where the fuck are they getting this goddamn thingy?
You know, I have that problem all the time. Meeting women and them telling me, just wanting to talk about Western medicine being a scam, really.
Mm.
I meet a lot of them here at Raz Radio.
Well, and then the last, like, she likes Chelsea Football Club. I don't even get that
Chelsea
one. That's it. That's that.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Chelsea.
I don't know what you're looking at.
All right. So then don't try to guess what I'm trying to say.
Whatever. You can just roll with it and say, okay, that's what it says.
That's right.
See?
That's what it says.
You'll learn to play along someday.
I don't want to play with you.
No.
No. Yeah, I do. Of course I do. Come on. All right, let's go with some tits, man. Since we're almost out of time, so might as well go with some tits, man.
Sure. Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
So this week's Tits Man comes to us from Montreal. People are getting ready for a new ruling.
French tits. French Canadian tits. Man.
I have the greatest breasts in the world.
Could it be? Is it possible?
Is it possible?
What happened in Toronto?
Well, it's the whole like Nipplegate situation. On August 23rd, it's International Go Topless Day.
Nice.
Yes.
August 23rd?
August 23rd.
Gotta be in the summer.
Yeah, if you're up in fucking Montreal, I would assume it's pretty goddamn cold and going topless. Like, sure, go ahead. And then we're like, hey, look, yay. I could cut a diamond with my nipple.
It could be good. Could be good. Don't scoff.
You could tap the trees, the maple trees, with your nibble, like a woodpecker. Oh, it's good, yeah. Right on the nibble.
That's how you judge yourself a really good Canadian nipple. You got to bring her out in February. Roll her around the farm a little, man.
If her nipple casts a shadow, there's going to be 6 more months of winter.
Nice. I like it.
That's how it works.
I'd much rather rely on a nipple for my weather forecast than a groundhog any day.
It's better that way. It's more fun to play with.
Well, at least that way you could probably try to convince the person you're speaking to that, hey, I think you have the magic weather predicting nipple that is going to save the world for not knowing when spring is going to come around. And we need to know, so we need to see your boobs right now, and we need to see if there's a shadow.
Yeah, I'd rather see a boob and a hard erect nipple than a furry little badger.
There you go.
Well, no, groundhog. Whatever, badger, groundhog, it's a little furry thing.
Yeah, it's bitey.
But it is cute, though. It is bitey.
Bitey.
All right, so women are encouraged to go topless in public on August 23rd, and it's to fight the idea that female nipples are somehow offensive.
Well, they're not offensive. They're evil. Come on, get it straight. They're evil.
Evil zombie, fast moving.
They make us man do evil stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I kill for a nipple.
Well, there was this organization that was started up by an unlikely person, this guy Ryle. He's the leader of this Rylean movement. Like, he's got followers and stuff. Well, they believe that the gods of modern religion are actually aliens.
Wow.
Aliens.
Isn't that whatever science? Science? Whatever. I forget the name of the religion. I'm losing my theology. My theology brain cells are dying quickly.
Is that it?
I'm losing them.
All of them?
The theology section of my brain is just dying off. I've filled it with too many images of pornography.
Oh my God.
It's done now.
It's stuck in my head.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I don't know. So remember, everybody, August 23rd, it's National Go Topless Day, so let them puppies fly.
Beware of the evil female nipple. Tits man.
So that's your tits man of the week. Yeah. I want you guys to meet Gabriel.
Gabriel.
This is pretty. If you're looking for the perfect man,
okay.
Gabriel's
I've been
you.
Looking for the perfect man.
I thought you were. Yeah, he's a super realistic sex doll.
Okay.
That can be fully customized to suit every desire.
Every desire, huh?
Dude, this thing is very creepy looking.
Yeah.
Like, really creepy.
Compared
creepy.
To the other creepy looking Dutch wives?
No, but I mean, well, it's very, like, scary realistic.
Yeah.
Like, scary, scary. And okay.
Does it, like, smell musky or what?
You can What's get going on? You can get a scent.
You
like you can have them like have different smells. It's being put out by this Los Angeles company. It's called Synthetics, but it's like it's S-I-N-T. What anyway, Synthetics.
Like Sin.
Yeah.
Synthetics.
Right, because they make fuck dolls.
There you go.
Well, they also make transgender dolls too. But the cool thing is you can choose. Anything like to the littlest detail, you can do your eye color, you can get them tattoos. They have different fucking tattoos you want, and they can place them. You can get tan lines,
cool
body piercings. Now, the cock sizes
10-inch black, the foreskin,
you can get whatever you want. These 10-inch fucking
black foreskin,
yes.
Ooh.
These fucking cocks.
Can I put it on a white guy?
Yes,
what
you can do whatever you want.
What that's like, Franken fuck doll.
You can do, yes.
Huh? What if I want alien cock?
You can do that too.
I can do alien cock?
You can.
I don't even know what an alien cock looks like, Katie.
They can show you. There's a gallery.
It's technology.
There's a gallery.
Cool.
These are so fucking creepy, real looking. And they have flaccid ones. Why the fuck would you want a flaccid cock? But because they said, no, it's not for penetration. Cause it's just, blah, it's just, and you can get it with foreskin. You can get it circumcised.
You don't want to be intimidated if you're a guy and you don't want to be intimidated by his giant tumescent penis.
You just want to fuck the butt.
But yeah, I don't want him hard. That's scary.
But I'm just saying though, these are fucking creepy. I mean, you got, and I mean the balls, like the fucking balls, they look like real fucking balls. Like
the balls taste like balls.
Snozzberries, jungle like snozzberries.
Just like it. Does your nose fit in that little cup there between the ass and the nuts?
You could even make like an Orlando Bloom elf doll, because you can get one with elf ears.
Give them elf ears. What do you want? I'm telling you.
I'm just saying.
Can we get like a zombie doll?
You could do whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck a zombie.
I mean, this company.
Zombie alien doll.
This company doesn't have a zombie version, but they've got like anime. They've got just all sorts of stuff. But you can customize all of them. Hmm. And there's menus and galleries if you go to synthetics.com.
Can I get like Tony the Tiger's head on a female body?
I don't think so, but I'm sure you could probably put a Tony the Tiger mask over the. Listen to you. You're like, you just looked so
well
upset.
Because really, that's assuming Tony. I'm talking about a real Tony the Tiger, not an imitation. I mean, you know, like a real Santa. You know what I mean? Like real Santas have real beards, real Tony the Tigers are real Tony the Tigers. Fuck off! It's not a mask. I don't want a mask.
So you're
I want a head.
You're gonna cut the head off a tiger?
No,
endangered species.
I don't know if you realize, but Tony the Tiger is animated, and that means he is not real, just so you know. Not a real tiger. I would never kill a real tiger.
Good.
I'm a plumber.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what that means. That means I wouldn't kill a tiger.
Oh my god. All right,
damn it.
Well, the thing is though, is they, no, I'm just saying, like, I've got so much more I want to talk about, but we're out of time.
What did you do with all your time?
I ate it.
I put it in my pussy.
I did.
I take some little Asian man, ate it, really.
I'm just stuffed it all up in there. I'm so hungry for knowledge. Yum, yum, yum. All messed up.
Nice.
Well, these things, they have a fully articulated skeleton, just like the other sex dolls, like the real dolls.
Articulated.
Yeah, that's what I said. But the base start is $6,000 for these dolls. So that's what I'm saying. All right, guys. Well, I have a bunch more to talk about, but I guess I'll just save it for another time.
You're shit out of luck.
That's right. Friday afternoon from noon to 2, come back to RazRadioLive.com or KinkyKatieRadio.com for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. If you hear chipmunks, it's supposed to sound like that. Follow me on Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio, KinkyKatieRadio on Facebook. Google KinkyKatieRadio for all my fun stuff. And I post all the time of what's going on, when and where, and updates on my show. Yeah, so that's about it. So I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their week. I know I will. I'll be on One Night Stand Friday night with hosted by Miss Amber. Info will be on the page too. Honey, do you have anything for today?
Got nothing.
Alrighty. Well, I hope everyone has a great week, like I said. And kiss on your paper. It's a bye.
I like tacos and burritos.